This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
First off, it looks like the weather's going to be very nice. Maybe a little bit rainy tomorrow, but nicer on Sunday. Both days will be excellent days. Sap is running, so producers should have sap to boil. They should be able to see sap being made into syrup. There should be plenty of samples because most producers in this area are at least half a crop, so there should be plenty of product available. All kinds of samples, anything from maple vinaigrette dressings to barbecue sauces and hot sauces and mustards and maple cream, maple sugar candies. About any kind of maple product you can think of should be available for sample this weekend.
How special is Maple Weekend to maple producers like yourself?
It's a huge boost. Two reasons. The biggest reason is it's an opportunity to meet with our customers firsthand, to get to see them, show them how our product's made. We're very proud of how we make our product and all the work that goes into it, so we really like showing it off. And it's also an economic boost because it's an opportunity to help move some product.
What different kinds of maple product do you offer for sale this weekend?
Maple cream, maple candies, maple granulated sugar, maple barbecue sauce, maple mustards, maple ice cream, maple dog biscuits. But if you can think of it, we've made it with maple syrup.
And how challenging is it to come up with new ideas to come up with the excess maple after you've made maple syrup?
Well, there's not necessarily excess maple. We just keep tapping more trees and making a little bit more product as we find uses for it. I don't know. Our minds seem to keep wandering, and we keep finding something new every year. One of the new ones we just started this year is we're actually just concentrating the maple sap, not boiling it through the evaporator, and we're making it into a drink. So, you know, our minds keep twisting and turning, and, oh, we could do that with maple. Let's try that this year. So it seems like we seem to keep adding products every year, and it's not only myself, but it's all sorts of maple producers throughout Western New York. You know, people are doing maple popcorn. They're starting to do maple ice cream. There's just getting more and more products that we're doing and using maple as our main base.
And how much fun is it for people to come to a place like yours and see maple products get produced?
It's excellent family entertainment. It's an absolute blast. You know, it's a chance to get out, play in the mud. Well, it actually ain't too muddy today. Things are fairly dry, so it's not even real muddy, but it's an opportunity to get outside for the first time for the year. You know, now that snow is gone and some of the really cold weather is gone, it's that opportunity to get out, go see maple producers, and you'll run into all kinds of other friends and family at events that are wandering around doing the same thing. Most places have some sort of lunch or breakfast menu that they're offering, so it's an opportunity to do that sort of thing for the day. It's a great day out.
All right, and if they can't get there this weekend, there is another weekend, correct?
They can turn around next weekend and do the same thing all over again, yes.
And what's the best way to find the closest maple producing facility near their home?
Real simple. Go to mapleweekend.com, type in your address, and it'll tell you what producers are closest to you.